This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands are gathering for a civil rights march in Washington, D.C. on this, the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. The organizer of Black Lives Matter D.C., Taylor Nene, says 57 years later, many black urban neighborhoods are still fighting for the same things.
Jobs, housing, health care, maternity wards, grocery stores.
President Trump formally accepting the renomination of his party last night in an event held at the White House, where he called Joe Biden weak.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
President Trump now getting ready to travel to New Hampshire for a campaign rally later today. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul thanking Washington, D.C. police after claiming that he was attacked last night. Paul tweeting early this morning, he was set upon by a crazed mob of over 100 people as he left the White House after President Trump's nomination acceptance speech. Paul said D.C. police literally saved his life and he wasn't seriously injured. Back to political news, as while President Trump says Democrats will bring chaos to the nation if Joe Biden's elected in November, his running mate Kamala Harris says the president's got it all wrong.
There's an old saying, the fish rots from the head. Part of leadership is to set a tone to the country. We have on the one hand Donald Trump, who's been spending full time trying to sow hate and division in our country. On the other hand, you have Joe Biden, who has been all about saying we need to unify as a country.
She spoke on NBC's Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's great to have Randy Peterson joining us. He wrote a recent article in the Austin American Statement about, let's not look at defunding police. Let's look at improving police. Randy is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Right on Crime, a former law enforcement officer and a police academy director. Randy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, we need to talk about this serious issue. We've got one political party that's rather quiet on this situation, the rioting that's happening in our streets over 90 nights now in Portland and counting, more outbreaks. We've got problems in Wisconsin, as you know about, and all under, underpinning all this unrest and lawlessness is this idea and consideration to defund the police. What's going on?
Yes, I think you're being maybe overly generous about one side being quiet about the issue. The governor in Wisconsin tweeted almost immediately after admitting that they didn't know all the facts yet, but that this isn't the first time a black man has been mercilessly killed at the hands of police or something to that effect. I mean, this is the head of the state, knowing that those comments could allow one of his cities to burn, and it did, and it is,
yes.
Right?
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing now, and of course, I mean, even by basic observation of that video, you could tell me, first of all, the person is being detained, obviously being called by the police to, stop. He continues to move to the driver's side of the door. You just, his actions would lead you to believe there's more to the story as opposed to some innocent just trying to get into his car and police, releasing seven rounds into his back.
Sure. Yeah, right. And we can tell that right from the beginning that there's more to the story, but there's always, should always be a sober delay in forming a full opinion until we know exactly what happened. And you pointed that out rightfully, but what the video showed was not the narrative that we heard, that he was just basically assassinated from behind. But we didn't know anything more than that. Was this actually, was deadly force justified, right? But we're starting to get more and more information, right, that the subject was wanted on a warrant, that there may have been a knife, that the police were yelling, drop the knife. So they may have observed that they found a knife in the car. So there's a lot more to this. And obviously the full investigation needs to play out as to whether or not this was a justified shooting, but to rule it automatically, instantly as a murder, a lot in the media have been so quick to do is also wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, part of the problem, and I've discussed this with a political science professor, that because it takes a while to get the information out, it's like as if there's an information lockdown, you know, for several hours, if not days, that the police normally go through in order to respect due process. But in doing that, you get the public emotional narrative out there by the clickbaiters and by those that are wanting to sell headlines, and you get this false narrative. And right now, with the sensitivity of this alleged, you know, white on black crime or murders or police murders of black innocents, you know, the nerves are so raw and just ready to explode that, you know, the media is not doing anybody any favors, the public or the police, by, in a sense, you know, for the sake of headlines, not giving you the whole story or even letting you know that there's more to the story, that it's still developing, as opposed to this is what happened. And now we have another, you know, hotbed of riots going on in Wisconsin.
Exactly. And, you know, in this situation, you know, Kenosha Police Department was very quiet about what happened for a while, and it really is, just as you noted with your conversation with the professor, that it's difficult, right? Because we want due process not only for whoever, you know, the suspect that had been shot, but for the police officers, for the community. They don't want to get it wrong by saying the wrong thing, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, some information to counter the prevailing narrative that they probably pretty quickly knew was not true might have been helpful in this situation, right?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, and I believe that the information needs to be matched up with, you know, if you have a release of a video, I mean, in this, era, this community, you know, information age in which we live in, that everybody has become a journalist, so to speak, or they all have an iPhone and they capture video. Well, I'll tell you, that really demands that, you know, communications with law enforcement, that they run to the front of this really quick and give some information. And I think, and this is just me humbly speaking, Randy, you're the expert. You've taught in the police academy. You've been a police academy director, former law enforcement officer. But, you know, you've got to meet the information head on with the same type of force. If you shut it down and not say anything, then people's imaginations run away with them, and then next thing you know, we've got outside antithicals being bused to the area, igniting riots in a normally calm district.
Exactly, and if you don't counter at least the parts of the narrative that you know are incorrect right up front, mm-hmm. You know, you can understand there not being a complete transparency right from the beginning. We don't do any sort of criminal investigation that way, right? Because let's say the police officers genuinely did something wrong. I mean, if they genuinely murdered this person on racial grounds, you could destroy the case against them if you
exactly.
Give too much information, right? If you deny them due process as suspects now. And that would serve nobody, not the community, not the police department, not the officers. So there has to be a very careful balancing, but I think you're absolutely correct that at least some of the information, some of those worst parts of the narrative need to be countered very, very quickly in order to keep that kind of a narrative from gaining steam and snowballing into what we've seen.
And Randy, can you do that in such a way that it doesn't compromise the officer or the case? I mean, to me, I think that's the real study, and I don't know that we've looked at it, if law enforcement has looked at it in the current condition. I mean, you have standard operating procedure that was okay, you know, several decades ago, but in light of what we're dealing with, and especially with the racial tension that just is a powder keg getting ready to explode in a zip code near you at any moment, there has to be a sense of higher urgency, I believe, on this issue.
Yes, for sure. And I think that you can, in most cases, do that. But it really is a kind of a case-by-case basis. I mean, if the initial impression of the police department is that this was a justified shooting and that they have some components that they can release without ruining the investigation, they need to do that pretty quickly, where the law allows them to do that in the states that they're in. because those are different everywhere. But and on the flip side, if the police department feels pretty quickly that the officers might be facing criminal liability, then they need to be very careful about that. But they there needs to be, I think, more constant communication, right? We can't just have, you know, radio silence from the police department.
Exactly.
You know, while the media is churning up a whole different narrative.
Without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Randy Peterson after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. The former law enforcement officer, police academy director, Randy Peterson, is with us. We're talking about this idea of defunding police. Instead of defunding police, how about improving policing? And we're talking about the reports that come out after an incident and how to respond to that appropriately, to where both sides are protected. Due process is critical for all sides on this issue, and police have respected that. But the challenge that you have today is with video going out into the public. It influences the narrative, and people see based on their emotion and what's in their heart. That's what they perceive instead of, the whole truth and nothing but. And that is the challenge. And meanwhile, you know, we've got cities burning, and then we find out afterwards that we didn't necessarily have all the facts, including what we're finding out with George Floyd, that he had an incredible amount of, you know, drugs in his system. But when everything was set up in such a way and we saw what happened, on video, if anybody united, I mean, if anything united us, it was that somebody having a police officer having a knee on a person's neck for an extended period of time was unacceptable. And that was the outrage. But what we're finding out after the fact, that we're starting to get, you know, more of the story, is that there is more of the story with George Floyd, isn't there, Randy?
Yes. We started to learn that pretty quickly with the coroner's report or the autopsy report that initially said that the cause of death wasn't strangulation. But that's what we saw on video, right? That's what everyone...
But you can't tell people that. I mean, it's just like 9/11. There was a lot of different ideas of what happened in 9/11 based on what people saw and what they expected. And when we see a police officer, and of course you have all the news talking about time and again, 8 minutes, 43 seconds, or whatever it was, they kept pounding that it was on his neck, and that you almost knew that the narrative was so prejudiced that the people were not going to be open to hear that he did not die by strangulation. And I would dare say that if you took a survey, you would still find the majority of people believing that that Mr. Floyd died as a result of strangulation, not because of the drugs that he had consumed.
Right, because we saw the video, and everybody had a reaction to that, and a lot of those reactions... This case was pretty bad, to say the least, right? The officer having his knee on the neck and not checking on his suspect's unresponsiveness or any of those things, all bad moves on his part, made for very bad optics.
Exactly.
But you are more likely, based on what your original view of the police already is, to view that as worse or murder or what have you. Based on what you saw, and because we don't any longer want to wait for the results of any sort of tests, we see state's attorneys, attorney generals, jump right away to the highest charge in some case, you know, because they're bending to the will of the mob, and we go into murder. Now, if he is not convicted of murder, can we imagine what's going to happen in Minneapolis then, right?
Exactly.
The public has already convicted him. If he's found not guilty of murder, and you know the coroner's report already says that the knee wasn't the cause of death, you're going to have to prove that the officer was the cause of death, you know, in some other fashion. If that doesn't happen, that we've set ourselves up, because we have attorney generals and state's attorneys that want to overcharge rather than waiting for the investigation to be done and giving an appropriate charge that they can actually get a conviction on.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this is the problem. When emotions are running at the level that they are, we get ahead of reason and common sense, and we set ourselves up. So what do we have to look forward to? More riots after an announcement, a different announcement than what people anticipate? Quite possibly, exactly. I would think, right? Exactly. Well, interesting, you know, in your article that you write about don't defund police, improve policing, and I think this is what is coming out loud and clear, especially in the areas, in the communities that rely on police. And I think it's quite interesting, Randy, that you have, if I can put it in these terms, and I kind of hate to do it, but it's just, you know, by definition and categorization, you look at, you know, people complaining about and shouting down that we need to defund the police. It's the people that live in areas that they don't need to rely on the police. But yet when you go to the areas where people rely on the police, they're saying, what are you talking about? We're talking mostly, you know, black communities, poor areas that rely on the police just to even get into their apartments. We can't even imagine that. But this is what they live with all the time when police are not present.
Exactly. And it's the most vulnerable among us that will suffer the most if we defund the police. And, you know, defunding can have a variety of reasons, but whether it means less police available or lesser trained police that are not as capable, either one of those is going to have a very serious negative effect on the most vulnerable among us, right? And exactly. You know, as you pointed out, this isn't going to affect the rich gated community. It's going to affect the inner city, where the people there, the good people, which are the majority of the people there. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we sometimes forget that, right? The majority of the people there are law-abiding, hardworking people, and they're going to be the most affected. They're the most reliant on the police to keep the criminal element down and to protect them.
Exactly. Well, we saw quite quickly what happened in New York when Mayor de Blasio decided to immediately cancel and get rid of 600 plainclothes police officers that check, you know, they're checking on the criminal element in the streets of New York, checking for guns. And no sooner were they off the street, the word got out so fast, and next thing you know, as Rudy Giuliani pointed out, guns were no longer in, in their bedroom furniture or desks at home. They were in their car. They were on the sidearms now. They were, you know, carrying guns there in New York, and look what's happened. I mean, the criminality, the shootings have gone up exponentially in New York. So there is a direct causal relationship, is there not?
Yes, absolutely. If you look at that one in particular, right? Some of these other defund the police concepts have been a little vague about where they'd take the money from. But New York said, well, we're going to take it from, we're going to just remove the most proactive unit in our entire organization responsible for, the highest percentage of felony arrests. And we're going to take them off the street. And we're seeing the fruits of that play out pretty quickly.
What is your idea in terms of improving policing? How do we do this?
Well, at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, we've been working on that for a while. You know, as conservatives, we support the government and its essential roles, and policing is one of those essential roles. But, you know, as conservatives, we're also skeptical of government involvement, and policing is the most intrusive of those operations. So we always look to improve it, right, to make sure that it's in its proper role and improve it. And the most obvious, what should be the most obvious area that we can improve is in training and in hiring, right, that we provide officers with the skills needed to not only de-escalate situations, but to properly respond when they do, right? Use of force, bad use of force decisions are almost always a result of poor training, right? The officer either underreacted or overreacted. And improvements in training can prevent that or at least mitigate it, making officers use good use of force decisions, appropriate use of force decisions, when they actually need to do that.
And the other thing that you have also is the adjudication of it and these policies. When you have someone, like in a particular case with the Floyd case, someone that has a record, of course, he's been on the force for a while, so maybe 17 infractions or notices in his file might be normal.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands are gathering for a civil rights march in Washington, D.C. on this, the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. The organizer of Black Lives Matter D.C., Taylor Nene, says 57 years later, many black urban neighborhoods are still fighting for the same things.
Jobs, housing, health care, maternity wards, grocery stores.
President Trump formally accepting the renomination of his party last night in an event held at the White House, where he called Joe Biden weak.
He takes his marching orders from liberal hypocrites who drive their cities into the ground while fleeing far from the scene of the wreckage.
President Trump now getting ready to travel to New Hampshire for a campaign rally later today. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's what God intended for us, a life of liberty. And, of course, our founding fathers embraced godly principles when they presented the U.S. Constitution, and that we would have, a shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hey, good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Stephanie Reynolds is going to join us, founder and CEO of the Christian Writers Collective, LLC. She began to write thanks to the prompting of Chuck Swindoll, initially journaled and soon wrote a newsletter for Christian moms, eventually moved on to become a magazine, freelance commercial writer specializing in providing content for a website. She's now involved in a writing project called Christian Writers Collective. We're going to bring together 100 writers. So if you consider yourself a writer, a would-be writer, it's been said that all of us have a book inside of us, and we all have a story to tell. Stephanie Reynolds, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Do we have Stephanie? I thought we had her there. Okay, Stephanie, maybe she just, she wandered here. Oh, there she is, okay.
I'm here, I'm a rookie, I had the mute button on.
Okay, no worries, hey, we can handle rookies, and, but welcome. All right, so first of all, what caught my attention, was that, Chuck Swindoll, prompted you to write, so, tell us that story.
Oh, that was many, many years ago. In fact, I think it was in 1987. Mm. But his simple suggestion was to write down a few thoughts when you had your daily devotions to write down what you read and also a few thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's a habit that I've kept up for all these years, and it has served me well.
Yes. Yeah, I believe in journaling, and I would agree with that, because the good thing about it, especially, it's almost like a bit of a high school annual, right? When you have those down moments, you open up your high school annual and go, wow, I was really a cool person. People really liked me.
Yes, it is. It's fun, and it's sometimes painful to look back, but it's always a blessing to see how far the Lord has brought me.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. It reminds us, you know, the Bible says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And to me, it's not so much the mighty exploits, because that's kind of just a natural consequence of our relationship with God Almighty. But it's the idea that we get to know God and know God so intimately, so personally. I always enjoy being around people who have just incredible experiences. And especially what I find, Stephanie, is people that journal, they can remember, because we have so much happening that we forget.
Yeah.
But when you journal and you go back and you go, oh, that's right, that did it. Oh, yeah, God was there. And that's cool, huh?
Amen. It's such a blessing. I still need to journal these days because things have been happening so quickly. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need voice-activating journaling, you know, that where somehow we'd have something as soon as, you know, we could voice-activate the journal with all the technology we have today. I agree. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's a discipline. And I'm sure that in those times when you've done it and you've been consistent, I know I feel the same way. It's just been such a powerful blessing. So, as has been said, writers write, and you write on something about anything. In this particular case, you started journaling. And along the way, you realize, wow, you have a gift, right?
Yes, I'm excited about our series, the Jesus Can series of books. It's been called the Christian version of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah.
I'm excited because you don't have to be a professional. You have to love the Lord and be able to write. And so the first submission that we asked for, in fact, we're running a contest, if you want to call it that. We asked writers to submit their testimony in 500 to 750 words. And from that, we're going to select the 100 winners of that contest will be able to join the Christian Writers Collective, in which we will be publishing 12 books a year, just like Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Right.
But because we're a Christian publication, our mission is to encourage, edify, and evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're going to be putting the plan of salvation in every single book.
Mm-hmm. This is why testimonies are so important, right? Because your testimony is your testimony. It's inarguable. I mean, you can debate
right.
it all you want, but, you know, my relationship with Jesus Christ and what he did in my life, that belongs to me, and you can't take that away from me, no matter what you say. Like the blind man, right? He said, I don't may not even understand it all. I know I was blind, now I see, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly why we chose testimonies for our first book, because, like you said, you can argue the so-called facts, but there's just no arguing the experience that each one of us has had coming to know Jesus Christ and how he changed our lives.
Mm-hmm. So how did this idea, I mean, I love the idea, chicken soup for the soul, but from a Christian perspective, was this like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning epiphanies that hit you?
I'll tell you, it's got quite an interesting history. I went back to college at the age of 57, which was 4.5 years ago, trying to recession-proof
myself. You sound so young. You
well,
do.
Thank you.
Really? Yes, exactly. So good for you. So, all right.
But I was trying to recession-proof myself because my writing business, it would do well, and then a recession would hit, and it would just fall, and all my clients would run back to a corporate job while I was still out there with nothing. Mm-hmm. But so when I went back to college, I went for communications and business, but I found that regardless of the topic, whether it was marketing or college writing, the Lord kept giving me instructions for starting the Christian Writers Collective. Mm-hmm. And by the time that first year of online college was over, I dropped out again because I just knew that the Lord wanted me to pursue this.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you find that there was a blight, I mean, for writers, Christian writers, to be able to have a, you know, a way or a program, you know, like CWC?
Well, certainly there hasn't been anything like CWC, the Christian Writers Collective, before, and it does provide just a great opportunity for writers to not only evangelize, but to have a steady paycheck, which mm-hmm. is something that is becoming a lot more challenging these days in the era of COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, your story is quite personal, that you note that it was a fateful Sunday for you on April the 10th of 1983 when, you know, God spoke to you directly, right?
Yes, he did. I was there. I was at church with, and I don't know any other way to say it, but with my future ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And I was 4 months pregnant, and it was as if the pastor was speaking directly to me, and I just couldn't resist. And I came and gave my life to Jesus, and things have not been the same since that day.
And your unfaithful husband that you said you were sitting next to that was going to be your ex, what was his disposition?
Well, whenever it seemed like whenever he was struggling with things that he would return to church. Mm-hmm. You could say he had made a profession for Christ many, many times, but it just hadn't really changed his heart, just his actions temporarily. So my heart was forever changed on April 10th, 1983, yeah. And my son received Jesus as his Savior when he was just 4 and a half, and you could tell the difference even at that young age.
Well, and here it is. You found yourself having to be both mother and father to this 4.5-year-old who is now 36. We've got more from Stephanie Reynolds after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, all our past interviews, things that you can share, download absolutely free, because we're givers, okay? That's the way we roll. God has blessed us, and we just pay it forward. We just keep on giving. And, you know, we thank you for joining us and for sharing. With us right now is Stephanie Reynolds. We're talking about her ministry and her business, the Christian Writers Collective. Yes, Christian Writers Collective. I lost my mind there for just a moment. And, it, you know, she established it to encourage, edify, and evangelize. You know, and for those of you of faith that have a story to tell, a great opportunity is available now because she's putting together the Christian version of A Chicken Soup for the Soul and looking for 100 testimonies. And how can they get these testimonies to you, Stephanie?
Well, they can go to our website, which is the Christian, not B, but Christian Writers Collective.com.
Okay.
Again, let me repeat that. It's www.christianwriterscollective.com. And just use our contact us form to submit their 500 to 750 word testimony. But since this is so much information, what we're going to be doing on September 1st is hosting a virtual meeting where we can answer any questions you have, tell you a little bit more about this opportunity. And that's on September 1st at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mm-hmm. If you want more information about that, it's also on our website. And you just need to, again, submit your email address to our contact us form, and we will send you a link that will get you into that meeting on September 1st.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, this is awesome. A great opportunity. And, hey, who knows? This could ignite a soon to be budding, career of writing, and you may find yourself discovering your purpose in life and, you know, what God has intended for you all along, just like Stephanie did. Stephanie, this first book is due to come out. You had hoped to have it come out October the 8th, a significant day for you, because it reminds you of your best friend and tireless proofreader, Miss Naomi Walker, right?
Yes. I could call her at any time of the day, and she was so happy to proofread everything for me. Mrs. Walker passed away on October 8th, 2019. So I was hoping to publish on that day because not only is it the first anniversary of her home going, but it's my birthday. So she passed away on my birthday.
On your birthday.
My birthday. And I don't think that was an accident. I believe that was providence. It just really lit a fire under me to see this project through to completion because she was such a big fan and looking forward to seeing these books on print. So,
what a way to honor a dear friend and somebody who came alongside your dream and your vision. And don't you love God for doing that? How he brings people, how he intertwines our lives to support one another to get the job done.
Yes, he does. He does not waste a tear. He does everything on purpose. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you can't help but be grateful. Well, in addition to participating in Kingdom Work, the CWC is a business designed to make a profit for each of its 100 writers, right? I mean, a worker is worth his compensation or her compensation, right?
Yes. That's another great thing about having 100 writers is you only have to write 1 to 2 pages each to produce a full-size paperback book. And so we're estimating that it'll take about 10 to 15 hours a week to collectively write and edit these books. But from that work, you'll be able to receive a full-time income of all the equivalent of working full-time.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
How is that going to work?
How is that going to work?
Yeah.
Well, because each writer will be receiving 1% of profits. Okay. And the profits, I don't even like to talk about it on radio or anywhere else, but if for those, especially those writers, take a look at how many books Chicken Soup for the Soul sells every year.
Yes.
I think you will be quite amazed and quite pleased at the earning potential of this business, and more so the fact that you'll be witnessing while you're doing it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is for these 100 writers, and then next year, this is going to be an annual project, right?
Right. Again, Chicken Soup for the Soul has been doing this since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have over 250 titles out. And so we're just trying to play catch up with them and produce 12 titles a year. And
well, so with millions of Christians, I got to imagine, I mean, this should be low-hanging fruit in terms of the testimony, right? And sometimes I think that some of these writers are going to be re-blessed, if I can say that, Stephanie, because, again, you know, sometimes we get down the road and we forget what God has done for us. And we actually sit down and remember, okay, what was the life-changing event for me? Where was my Damascus Road experience? What happened? And you'd be surprised how that story, how that will touch others. And you just don't know until you put pen to paper, right?
Right. These books are just preparing to start the Christian Writers Collective has been quite the journey. And I like to say, since our series is called Jesus Can, and then dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Since Jesus can do anything, we have a unlimited amount of titles that
yes.
we can follow up our first book with. In fact, some examples are Jesus can heal your hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus can make your future bright, even in these dark days of COVID-19.
Right.
Jesus can make America great again. And the list goes on and on mm-hmm. and on. I sat down, and in about 10 minutes, I had written over 27 different titles that we could explore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Jesus can do anything.
Right. I like Jesus can when you can't.
Oh, wow.
You can write that down. You can write that down, okay? That's a freebie for you. Okay. But yeah, no, I think this is such a wonderful idea, you know, to be able to afford a platform for people to tell their stories. I mean, this is what we love about this radio show is that we are independent and, we do make room for people such as yourself to tell your story, give your testimony about how God has changed your life. And in every case and in every story, Stephanie, which blesses me so dramatically, is that seemingly, you know, the stories are simple, not necessarily complicated, and this is the way, you know, God does things. I mean, we have a tendency to complicate our own lives, and then God comes in, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, how did I miss that? You know?
Yeah, I hear you, and I certainly agree with you. We're also going to be featuring some guest writers. I hope to feature some guest writers. So I was just thrilled when I received the schedule and I saw that Dr. Tony Evans was your first guest today.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It was so encouraging. He is also the first person that I asked to submit their testimony as a guest.
Oh, wow.
Not a artist?
Yes, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so I'm not surprised that I didn't hear from him because he's a very busy man of God, but I guess I'm taking this opportunity to ask again.
put a shout out for Dr. Tony Evans.
Yeah, now, thank you, Bill.
No, he is such a special man, and he's been dealing, you know, of course, a lot. He lost his wife last year. He's still running the ministry. I think there was just another family loss here in the last couple of weeks because we were supposed to get together, and he had to attend a funeral for a family member. And so, you know, he's going through life. And but meanwhile, he has become such a voice for people of faith and kingdom principles. And, you know, and I appreciated what he had to share about, you know, particularly the racial conflict that was going on, and that how Jesus exampled with the woman in the well and how he dealt with the racial issue and solved it within a matter of hours, not decades like we're doing here in America.
Amen. I just really admire the man, and he is the voice that we need to hear these times.
Well, get Chuck Swindoll, too. Make sure you send out a request for him. I mean, his writing ability and preaching, I loved and have listened to many, many of his presentations over the years, and he has blessed me immensely as well. Well, Stephanie, remind everybody as we wrap things up where they can go for more information and get involved with CWC.
All right, great. Our website is www.christianwriterscollective.com.
Christian radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.